3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Exfabula!
True personal story.
Exfabula!
Exfabula is a Milwaukee nonprofit committed to strengthening community bonds through the art of storytelling.
Up in the morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule. American history and practical math.
And I think I just gave away the theme for the stories today. It is Exfabula Radio Time, part of Lake Effect Weekend, every weekend on WUWM. I'm Bruce Winter. And pitch hitting this weekend for Leah is one of the coolest people Milwaukee has to offer.
Aww.
And also one of the best names ever. I love Desiree Constantino.
Oh, it's a song.
It's just a song. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. It's great to be here again.
You brought us stories with a back-to-school kind of theme to them this week.
Yeah, I did. I mean, and I guess I was a little bit shocked and then inspired by the fact that I started seeing back-to-school pictures on social media probably starting last Thursday. And it smacked me in the face that summer is almost gone.
Exactly. As I was saying to you before, it seems like June and July each lasted like 10 minutes each. And here we are, middle of August.
You're in it. You think it's going so slow. And then all of a sudden, we're right here. And pumpkin spice is going to be everywhere.
Oh, please.
Yes, I know.
So what's our first story today? What do we have?
Well, we have Sandy Brusen here, and it's a great story from our first time story slam at Lakefront Brewery in February of last year, or this year, I guess, 2018.
Hi, everybody. I'm retired. Yes! I retired from UWM about 3 years ago. I began my teaching career as a high school teacher in 1967. Whoa! Right, that's a long time ago. But I remember my first time teaching. As a student teacher, I prepared and prepared and prepared. I polished my lesson. It was brilliant. And I stood up in front of that 12th grade class, and I was completely finished with my lesson in about 5 minutes. And there I stood, and my master teacher sat at the back of the room smiling. And there I stood. Needless to say, after that, I over-prepared. Very much so. My master teacher became pregnant during that semester that I was student teaching, and the principal, who didn't know that my debut as a teacher lasted only 5 minutes, he said he really would like me to come and take her place, to be a full-time substitute teacher. And I had enough credits to graduate early, so I said, okay. And the way it worked was, I was in Chicago, living in Chicago at that time, and the way it worked is that I could become a full-time basis substitute for that teacher, my master teacher. But all I had to do is I had to sign up to be a substitute teacher, and I'd get called, and that way I'd get into the system, and then my principal would request me. So this was my first time where I was really getting paid to be a teacher. And I got the call. And it was for a junior high school on the southwest side of Chicago. I lived on the north side of Chicago. I had to take a bus to the L. I had to take an L to the subway. I had to transfer from the subway to the West Side subway. I got off, I had to take another bus, and then I had to walk 2 blocks to the school. I was exhausted, as you can imagine, when I finally got there. I walked in, And naturally, I was wearing high heels and a suit. You know, I was all dressed up for the occasion. And I was directed to go to this seventh grade classroom where the students were waiting for me. I walked in. I tried to look very professional. I sat down at the desk, and one of the students approached me, and I looked up. Now, this was a seventh grade class, but this student was 7 feet tall. And he's looking down at me, and he says, "This here's your first time, isn't it?" How did he know? And then he turned to the class and he said, "This class is dismissed." And everybody stood up and they left the classroom. And you know what I did? I turned off the lights, I pulled down the shades, I closed the door, I sat at the desk, and I prayed.
And that was Sandy Brusen with her first time story from this past February at the Lakefront Brewery.
I can relate to her getting in front of the class and going through the whole lesson in about 5 minutes, because years ago I was teaching a college class and I thought, you know, I got this 55 minutes, you know, nailed. And I went through all the materials. I looked at the clock and it's like, oh, there's still like 40 minutes to go. You know,
it's got to be terrifying. It really does. It's like when you put together a presentation for college and all of a sudden you realize that, you know, either you've spoken too fast or you timed really wrong.
Yeah. So I guess all you can say is class dismissed.
Right. Well, I guess they said it for her.
Hey, season 10's coming up pretty fast.
It is. And I mean, it's our 10th anniversary, which is, you know, such both an honor to have been welcomed, you know, into Milwaukee's, for Milwaukee to welcome us and keep us going. And also, we're going to have some, like, really big, exciting events coming. We haven't unveiled them yet, but it's a good time to get your Ex-Fabula membership, which will last a full calendar year. So you'll get a bunch of swag, you get discounts, and you get some free tickets to Story Slams and workshops.
Anything Ex-Fabula is at your website, exfabula.org.
It is indeed.
And when you unveil those big events, we'll find them there.
Oh, they'll be coming in the next couple weeks.
Okay.
You'll be the first to know.
Story number two is all about childhood romance.
Oh, yes. Oh, man, I have stories upon stories, and my girlfriends could tell you. This is Dana Loverick from our It's a Date Story Slam back in 2013.
So every little girl dreams about getting married. They dream about how their wedding's going to be and every last little detail, the dress, the food. Doesn't matter who your husband is when you're little, just as long as you have a husband and you have this romantic idea. So this is the story of my marriage and my divorce in one day. When I was in the second grade, I fell in love with Brian. Brian was the epitome of perfect. He was blonde, he was adorable, he was smart, and he wanted nothing to do with girls. They had cooties. And I would walk into class every day, and I couldn't contain myself. I would find every excuse to sit next to him and be his partner, and he'd come in, and it's like, "Hey, Brian." He's like, "Eh." You know, he's going off doing his little boy thing, and, you know, Halloween came up, and I thought I would be cute, and I'd dress as a bride, and my mom helped me put together this awesome little outfit, and he shows up as a centipede, which wasn't very romantic, and he didn't even notice I was a bride, and sometime during the spring, after everybody in the entire school knew I was absolutely head over heels in love with this boy, and after I had bugged him enough, he finally came up to me before class, and he said, "All right, Dana, do you want to get married?" And I'm like, "Oh my God, yes." Now, my parents weren't very traditional. They weren't really in love. They just, you know, sort of had me and my sister and kind of did their own thing. So I wasn't really exactly sure how marriages were really supposed to be. But I'm just excited. And, you know, lunch comes and goes, and Brian, you know, sort of comes by and he's like, yeah, meet me on the kickball field. We're going to get married on the kickball field. I'm like, okay, great. So, you know, I show up to the kickball field. I'm not even sure really what to expect, but I'm all starry-eyed. I'm walking on a cloud, and, you know, I'm feeling really good about myself. And I show up, and we're on home base, and he's just like, all right, let's do this. I'm like, all right, so what do we do? And he goes, I don't know, I guess let's hold hands. I'm like, great. So we hold hands, and we get married. I'm like, oh, yes, I have my husband. And he goes, great, let's go on our honeymoon. And at that point, I never knew what a honeymoon was. And I mean, at lunch, we had our honey pies, and I'm like, is this like a cake thing? Do we eat cake? And he's like, no, a honeymoon is like a trip you take after you get married. So I'm like, oh, this is really awesome. So he holds my hand, and we walk around the playground. You know, we go to the basketball court. We go to the four-square court, and, you know, I'm showing off my new husband and telling all my friends, hey, Brian's my husband. I'm really excited. And it's coming towards the end of recess, and you know, they had your lines that you had to go and wait in for your teachers to come and pick you up. And we get to the line, and he shoots up to the front with his friends. And I'm feeling a little offended. I'm like, well, my husband just totally abandoned me. And I go, you know, I'm kind of like sneaking around. I'm like, you know, hey. And he like pulls me aside, and he goes, what do you want? I'm like, well, I mean, you kind of never kissed me. And he takes my hand, and he kisses me on the hand, and he goes, Dana, I've given you everything you want. You were in love with me, I married you, I gave you a husband, and now I kissed you. So if we never talk from here on out, that would be wonderful. But I was okay with this. I'm like, you know what? This is more than I ever could have asked for. So I accepted my divorce after being married to Brian for half an hour on the playground. Thank you.
And they called it puppy love. Oh, I guess they'll never know how a young heart, how it really feels, and why I love her so.
And that was Dana Loverick from 2013.
What a cute story, you know, getting married and divorced all in the course of recess.
I just love the fact that he said, I've done everything you've asked me. How much of a husband does that sound like?
And he was probably only 7 years old, you know.
Right, I know. He must have learned well at a young age.
Apparently so.
Right.
Well, Desiree, thank you again for the stories and for pinch hitting today. And again, any information about season 10 and memberships and all that stuff?
It will be coming up on XFabula within xfabula.org within the next couple weeks. And we'll be unveiling some dates and event announcements probably in the next week or two here.
All right. Sounds very good. And if you want to hear these stories again or share them with family and friends, you will find them with pictures at wuwm.com. We'll do this again next week. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.